Tacoma wanted to find out not only how much of a problem gangs were in the city, but where the groups tended to congregate and who was likely to join. Not surprisingly, researchers discovered gang activity was most prevalent in neighborhoods with high poverty and dropout rates. What surprised city leaders, however, was how young some gang members were, that the prime targets for gang recruitment were middle schoolers. Tacoma Mayor Marilyn Strickland says one way to prevent that is to build more positive neighborhood attachments.
One of the reasons that I was so adamant about bringing middle school sports back to Tacoma Public Schools is because for a lot of kids, that's where that neighborhood attachment exists. That's where the parents get involved. That's where kids who may not even play sports can be involved peripherally. So I'm hoping that we can find a way through all these budget challenges to bring back competitive middle school sports back to Tacoma Public Schools.
That would include competitive football and volleyball teams now available to student athletes only at the high school level. The comprehensive assessment of gangs in Tacoma cost the city $50,000. While police believe gang activity has been kept under control the past few years, officials want to do what they can to prevent a return to 2006, when drive-by shootings and gang violence were at a peak. The city plans to apply for federal money to support gang prevention. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.